This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
I'm sure we've all seen shocking images of the flooding and damage in the Lismore areas, but one of the images that really touched my heart was a pile of destroyed books piled up outside the front of the library. Now, the library in Lismore is part of a shared civic space with the Northern Rivers Conservatorium and the Art Gallery, and many musical instruments were also destroyed. Lucy Kinsley is the acting regional library manager at Richmond Tweed Regional Library in Lismore. Hi, Lucy.
Hello. Hi, everybody.
Oh, how devastating. I can't think of anything more upsetting for a librarian than seeing a whole bunch of books being destroyed. You must be heartbroken.
It is. We threw out 29,000 books out of the library.
Goodness.
I can't tell you how many are going to be destroyed in everybody's houses that have been inundated, because they will be gone as well. And it's definitely traumatic for all the people. That the floodwater was so wide that it will have a big impact on the entire Richmond Tweed Regional Library system, because Tweed, Ballina, Byron and Lismore council areas were all impacted with houses going underwater.
So basically the whole area has lost their books, not just the library. But let's go back to the library for starters.
Yep.
Have you actually been inside that building?
Yes. The ground floor flooded in 2017. Mm. So we had already packed up that floor and spread between the high floors. When you walk in, the light fittings are hanging from the ceiling. The paint is starting to peel off because water got behind it. There's this smell, and until you've smelt this flood smell, you have no concept of it. The doors are swollen, they don't fit. You walk up the stairs and the carpet going up the stairs is wet, so that you can actually see how high the flood water actually came. You walk into the first floor and the water is so strong, although it's contained within a building, the water is so strong that it swirls and the books just literally fall off the shelves. Mm. They were just saturated with water. There was one, obviously this particular shelf must have been fully packed, and it was a young adult, so I think it was probably one of the manga series. The whole shelf was just a series. Mm. Now, because they didn't fall off because they were packed tightly, but because they've soaked the water up, they've actually raised themselves like a little mountain, and it's tipped the next shelf because it's raised the next shelf.
Because they've swollen so much that they've had to go up, and they're filled with water, and then they've knocked off the next shelf. Unbelievable, the force of the water.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's very, very strong. And until you said on experience, this is actually my second flood throwing books out from a library, so... But this is much, much worse. And everything is wet and smelling, and it's got this mud, slime. It's just awful, just awful.
I can't imagine. You said 29,000 books lost. Are you telling me that you've literally thrown 29,000 books out the window?
Yes, there is a picture. You may have seen. There's been photos on Facebook. Yes. So that's literally because the lift is gone. There's no power, there's no phones, there's no communications, there's no air conditioning. So we literally had to raise the windows, and there were grills on the outside of the window. So we've cut the grills for two windows, and literally everything went out those windows.
Unbelievable. And are you guys starting to think about how to replace those books?
People have been so generous. We were contacted practically instantly. How can we help? Can we do this? People are donating books. There's a tax recipient bank account for the library anyway. Schools in Sydney are holding fundraising little events. I just had an email from a person who's driving 3 hours in Queensland to bring a collection of books. Authors are offering their complete collections that they've published. A gentleman down in Victoria had been collecting books and he was going to donate them to charities. He's willing to put them in a truck and drive them up here. Emails and phone calls are coming through all the time just to ask how they can help.
And are you actually able to receive books at this stage? Would you rather people hold off for a while before they send you books? Or what's your preference for how things should happen?
We have got people knocking on our door now because we actually have another library at Gunnelibba. It's much smaller than the building in Lismore. So we're still maintaining a library service for the community. Hmm. People are dropping off books there or at 6 and Kennery Drive, Gunnelibba, which is the administration section of Richmond Tweed Regional Library. We're quite happy if people want to hold off for a little while. We will be promoting when we're up and running and can handle more, if that's the right way of putting it. But if people want us to do it now, that's perfectly all right as well. We've got a little storage area that we're sorting them into there.
Well, I will definitely be sending you all 5 of my books.
Wonderful.
I would love to do that, yeah.
Yes, wonderful, thank you.
They're all on the PRC too, so, you know, they're handy for that.
Well, what was lost, first floor, the one that flooded, was our recreational reading and activities. So we lost all of our adult fiction, all of our large print, our talking book CDs, young adult fiction, junior fiction, the easy readers for little children, jigsaw puzzles, magazines, everything. All of that for all ages is gone.
Gosh, that's brutal, isn't it? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
All right, so if someone's listening to this and they do want to send you books, that's the sort of stuff you want to replace, the large print, the young adult fiction, the junior fiction, and the activity books.
Yes, literally any type of reading material, like fiction reading material, our top floor, because we were 3 levels, the top floor is the non-fiction section. It didn't get touched.
Okay, so we don't need to send non-fiction books, but just the recreational reading. And so where can people send those to?
6 Centenary Drive, Gunnelibba.
Okay.
Or PO Box 4031, Gunnelibba. They can ring. The staff will take phone calls and can offer advice as to where to send them or if they've got any questions to be answered as well.
Okay, so basically if you do get in touch with the Richmond Tweed Regional Library, they will give you some instructions as to what you can do if you want to show some support.
That's correct. And Tweed Library, which is also part of Richmond Tweed, they got flooded because the roof leaked to such an extent that it also destroyed all the junior non-fiction and the easy reading books as well. So basically we're fulfilling like 2 libraries in special sections in certain areas as well. So it's not just Lismore.
Yes. Okay. Well, thank you so much for telling us about what's going on. And obviously you've got a huge amount of work ahead of you. But look, we just want to, let you guys know we're thinking of you and hopefully we're going to inundate you with some great books.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much again for thinking of us and to all of your community who are listening.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. That's Lucy Kinsley. She's the Acting Regional Library Manager at Richmond Tweed Regional Library in Lismore. They're very happy to receive some good quality books, particularly in those areas mentioned, and so you can find their details online at their website.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.